Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and our topic today is all about relationships, but really health and wellness, really parenting. My guest today is a parenting coach, and she provides parents with actual solutions. Her goal is to help you define what is working in your life, what your strengths are as a parent, and what your child's strengths are so that you can have more harmony in your life. This is her second time on the Power Show, and Beth Greenewalt, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Nicole.
And I'm very excited to have you here again. I have already, before we even arrived in the studio, all these thoughts about questions about my second grader that I want to ask and work into the interview. But let's start with a new listener, if there's a new listener tuning in today, with a little bit of your background. So you have a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you made that switch over to being a coach.
Sure. I worked in the biomedical field for a while, had my daughter, decided to stay home. And in that process, did some work. I was a neurofeedback technician for a while, helping people with ADD. Mm-hmm. That transitioned into a Simple Solutions, which was a professional organizing company. Mm-hmm. But then I really wanted to make more of a difference in people's lives, children specifically. I went to a career coach, went back to college, got a master's in parent coaching and child development, and started my Parent Solutions business.
And really, there was a market for it, because when you were in the, the organizing, mm-hmm. I forget the name.
Simple Solutions
business, there was really a market. There was a need for the parent coaching
mm-hmm.
that you recognized.
Yes, yes. I did see that. And I just wanted to make a difference in the lives of children. And I realized the best way to make a difference in the lives of children is to connect with the parents.
Mm. And I'm just very impressed with your background, I have to say, because biomedical engineering and neurofeedback technician, I'm just really impressed with all of that, because it's technical information about the brain waves and mm-hmm. development and all of that kind of stuff. Now, as parents, you know, we really all want to create that incredible, not perfect environment, but a beautiful environment when we're raising our children. How important of a role does the actual environment play?
Well, as parents, really, that's what we have control of. We know that we give birth to these little people who come into the world with their own specific personalities, and we can support that in the environment that we create in our homes to help them develop.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, really, you have the base of that environment, and then sprinkling in, love your child as they are,
mm-hmm.
is really sort of the foundation of what you teach?
Understanding your family and for who they are, yes, is really, really important. Knowing yourself, knowing your children, helps you make the decisions that best fit the situation and the people that you're dealing with.
Mm. And, you know, so here's a question I want to ask. How do we distinguish if our child, how they are, is who they are, or how they're behaving is really who they fundamentally are? Is there a correlation there, or is it really, you know, my second grader is just behaving the way he is because it's a phase?
There's so many aspects to that question.
There's no one answer, right?
Behavior could be based on their temperament. It could be based on the situation that they're in, a reaction to something challenging that's going on in their world that you may not even be aware of. It could be based on just so many components. So a little more of a specific example would be would give us a better answer.
Oh, a more of a specific example. Mm-hmm. Okay, so like what my second grader is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, defiant, leaving his crap all over the house, not listening, really driving me insane is what he's doing lately. And I love him dearly, but he's also the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it dawned on me yesterday, second grade, there's something about second grade where they're coming out of that kindergarten and young adolescent, and they're going into another realm of childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it usually happens right around second grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there's anything very specific other than taking his socks off and leaving them under the kitchen table and just really ridiculous things. And I'm sure that it's all my fault, because you have to blame the parents.
I don't like the word blame. I think it's
my mom always says that whenever there's something that's her fault, I blame the parents. Oh, okay, well, you are the parent.
I know. I like to approach questions like this by finding out really what's going on in the rest of the world of your child.
Mm.
You know, when did this happen? When did this start? Did it just kick in once he started back to school after Christmas break? Did it happen during break?
Yeah, it's a long, long he's seven.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's the baby.
Right.
He's been getting away with murder
right.
since he was born.
And now he's
the perfect baby. He got along, you know, he was smiling all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's not pulling his weight mm-hmm. in the family I ask him to do chores and boy, the tears turn on and it's all of a sudden he's a little baby again
mm-hmm.
and pulling at my heartstrings. And so we're actually just starting to crack down on him a little bit more, because we know that, come on, second grade, you can't be going into fifth and sixth grade doing this kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's that grade, it's that age, 7, 8 years old.
Well, you're starting to put a little more of an expectation on him, trying to get him to be a little more responsible, acting a little more mature.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds like he is trying to hold on to, you know, it's easier to be the baby, right? Not have to do anything. He's got three older siblings. He can get away with stuff.
I know. Leaves his toys everywhere.
And
doesn't clean up after himself.
Yeah.
Like, it's really getting to the point where we're noticing it a lot more.
Yep.
Put it that way. Because everyone else is pulling their weight.
Right.
But he's not quite doing it.
Right.
Now, I love some of the statements that you say on your website. Remain patient and compassionate when things feel overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have zero patience and I'm not compassionate at all when it comes to leaving your stuff all over the house. I feel like sometimes I'm the only one cleaning. And, you know, helping to decrease fighting and sibling rivalry, and feeling confident when we make those parenting decisions. I think that's one of the other fundamentals that you're teaching as well, is really helping parents to see their own confidence, right?
Yeah, and that's based on what I call your parenting values. Those are the foundations and fundamental values that you believe are the most important for your family.
Yeah.
So in our work together, I help you define those, and then your decisions and your discipline is based upon those, and that brings a level of confidence because you know why you're choosing this disciplinary action or this decision for your child.
Yeah, because most of the time it might even be based on safety.
Safety, trust, respect. There's so many different aspects of values that people find important for their families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're all at different levels depending on your environment.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have another minute before we have to go to break. So tell me why you're so passionate about the daily decisions that we make.
I
fill that in for you right now.
I know. I think your questions about your 7-year-old kind of lead to that a little bit. Consistency and routine is really, really important for kids.
And it's never too late.
It's never too late.
So even though he's already 7.
Well, I'm sure there's consistency routine that happens already in your life.
Yes.
But yeah, they change. And sometimes, you know, your boundaries and the rules around those things change. But the baseline stays the same.
Yes.
And I know that your values around that have stayed the same. It's just that you're starting to ask a little more of him. And you know
yes.
what?
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all kind of push back a little when something like that happens?
Yeah.
So we have to play with that.
Yeah. And really, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but you can teach a 7-year-old some new tricks, right? All right. Well, we're going to have to go to a break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Beth Greenewalt, and she's with Parent Solutions. And you can find more information on her website at parent-solutions.com. And I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Enhancing communication, connection, and confidence are a very small part of how I help my clients love the family they have. Hi, I'm Beth with Parent Solutions. I help you discover what is working in your family. Find out what your strengths really are as a parent and how to deepen the loving connection you have with your child. I encourage you to sign up for a complimentary parenting confidence breakthrough where you can discover your 3-step action plan. Let's create that sense of clarity today. Contact me at parent-solutions.com.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mama Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mama Mia's catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mama Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mama Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mamamias.net.
Women today invest in their hair on a regular basis, visiting their hairstylist every 6 to 8 weeks faithfully. Are you ready to put the same effort into your personal wardrobe? Are you ready to look your best and have someone help you in an affordable way? I'm Trisha, and I'm a very attainable personal stylist. You don't need to be a celebrity to have a great closet full of fashion and style. My goal is to help you look and, most importantly, feel your very best. Put your trust in me. Visit my website today at itrustintrisha.com.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. How about restyled, repurposed, and handcrafted? At Roadside Redemption, they carry furniture, home decor, jewelry, clothing, and gifts for you, your home, and your family. Roadside Redemption is located diagonally across from Benny's Plaza in Plymouth. Their inventory at Roadside Redemption changes every week, so come visit Roadside Redemption Tuesdays through Sundays at 168 Court Street in Plymouth, diagonally across from Benny's Plaza.
Are you tired of playing small in business or in your career? What could you accomplish if you were seen, heard, and given the opportunity? If you want more influence, more impact, and more income, join us at Women's Leadership U. That's the letter U. We are a mastermind program dedicated to preparing women for leadership roles. Learn the skills that employers are looking for and business owners need. Gain the confidence and know how to move your ideas into action. To learn more, visit us at womensleadershipu.com with a capital U.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Beth Greenewalt, and she's with Parent Solutions. And, you know, before we go into defining the gap in what's missing in our families, I just want to put this second grader to rest here. So, you know, really, everyone has a job at a certain age. They all, my teenagers have a job right now. My daughter has a job at her age, at her level in life. What is really his job other than to annoy me and drive me insane? Because I feel like that's what he's doing right now. But he's really becoming a little person.
He is. He's starting to notice himself and feel different from everybody else. You know, he's the youngest. He's always been used to, you know, doing whatever everybody else tells him. He's got not only you, but 3 older siblings and a dad telling him what to do.
Yeah.
And now with his maturity that's coming on, he's starting to, you know, create his own sense of self.
Yeah.
Which you want to enhance and you want to let him own.
Yeah.
And so I think some of the defiance you're feeling or seeing is just him sort of trying to decide which aspects of himself are true to him. And your job as a mom is to hold firm to the boundaries.
Mm.
You know, if you've made some decisions, explain to him what the reasons are behind them. What's the value behind the fact that you have certain chores? You know, we all have responsibilities in this house and we all share in the running of this household. We're all busy people. So he needs to learn his value in your household. And where does he contribute? And what does he bring to the home?
His value in the household.
Yeah, he's always been the little cute one. He can get away with stuff. He can, you know, look at you with those big eyes with tears in them and you melt because he's your baby.
Uh-huh.
And
he's got those big eyes.
Which is adorable. And, you know, they know how to, they learn how to manipulate you from the time they're able to connect.
In utero, right?
Oh, my gosh. So he's just playing with that.
Okay.
So help him figure out what his value is.
Okay. I bet that happens a lot with twins, too. Because with twins, do you have any clients that have twins or have you?
No, I haven't actually.
Because, you know, you've got two.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
They're both trying ever since day one to define who they are.
Right.
That separates them from the other. So you got
right.
the sporty spice and the, you know,
Yeah.
All right. Well, now, how do we define that gap? How do we know what is missing or to close that gap?
That's where I come in. Mm. Typically, people contact me because the gap has gotten so big that they don't know how to bridge it. So I get the calls when all of a sudden things that used to work don't work anymore. Your kid's in a different developmental stage. We've had life change that's happened. We've had a divorce. So many different aspects can happen. And all of a sudden, this gap that you could step over and sometimes ignore has gotten like a chasm. And you don't have an answer. So my job is to help you define it. And the definition comes from understanding and creating, like I said, your parenting values. What are the things that are really important to your family? What are you trying to define and hold true to with your family?
Mm-hmm.
And then we explore where the gap is in that. Why isn't that happening?
I love how you say that's where the growth happens.
It is. That's where the change comes, is closing that gap. And a lot of times
change is growth, though.
Change is growth, always.
Growing is really together as a family.
Yeah, and it's a constant because you have the developmental stage of any of the children in your house, which are all different, which are all in different places. And you as an adult, we don't give ourselves enough credit here, but we're also always growing and changing.
Yes.
And there's a lot of development there. And there's a model that I use for growth and development, and it correlates to the cycles of the season. And growth comes like the spring with a bursting new idea, like the seed with the plant coming out of the seed, and you've got that energy and you're so excited and you're there. And then you carry that to the summer where everything's blossoming and you're just sort of in it and it's lovely and everything's flowing. Then you get to the fall, and maybe that I think of as when
seed,
you
turns
know that
brown.
Yeah.
No.
Then, you know, the newness has worn off.
Yes.
And maybe it's time for something else to happen.
Mm.
Maybe it's time to move to another stage. This particular thing, this developmental stage where you are as a child or as an adult, has kind of run its course.
Yeah.
So things start to slow down, and that's when you are starting to look and you're being introspective and you're then you hit the winter, and that's what the incubation is. And sometimes there's that time of dormancy where nothing seems to be happening, and you just have to sit in that and be okay with it. And that model is true for any age.
Yeah.
But understanding where you are in that model is completely different. So if someone in your family is in the dormancy, quiet, not wanting to change much stage, and you're in that springtime, oh my gosh, I'm so energized, this is so exciting, it can cause a lot of conflict because you don't understand why the other person just kind of wants to sit.
I know.
And be.
And I think this is constantly happening in my house.
Of course.
We're all on different levels and different times of the season.
Yes. Yes. But so again,
the light bulb's going off now.
Right. So again, understanding and connecting to where that other person is doesn't mean that the basic values in your house don't count for them.
Oh, yeah.
They're still responsible for the things that are important to your life. They're respectful. You know, their safety is important. Whatever values are important. But you can respect how they approach it.
Mm.
It could be that they just need to take things a little slower, and you in your high energy springtime state might need to just give them a little more space and a little more time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I love the analogy. it really is so helpful to understand, especially when you have different lots of people in your house. We talked about this on the phone. I feel like I don't have children anymore. I just have six people living in my house. Now, how do you help your clients see that what they think is a problem is actually one of their strengths? What can you give me an example of somebody thinks they have a problem, but it's actually a strength?
One of my favorite stories is a little girl who actually was about seven and was having some challenges studying and doing her vocabulary words and learning how to spell.
Okay.
And the mom here called me because in her world and with her older child, they sat together at the table, they wrote out the spelling words.
Oh, mm-hmm.
This second child
doing it
wouldn't sit still, mm-hmm. wouldn't sit still, moved around the room, couldn't sit still. And this would drive mom crazy. So we talked about learning styles. There's so many aspects of understanding your child, understanding yourself. And this little girl was a very kinesthetic learner, meaning that she needs to move to learn.
Oh.
So just that realization, when we had that conversation and I described the learning styles, mom right away picked up and said, oh my gosh, this is my daughter. She's kinesthetic.
Oh.
So once we defined that and I said, well, sitting still to learn spelling words isn't in her wheelhouse, it no longer became a problem for mom. Because this little girl wasn't being defiant. She was just being her energetic little self.
And the mom was still raising both children the same way, but she just had to tweak something a little bit differently, how she, second child, did her homework.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's it. That was, her strength was still there.
It was just, she didn't realize it was a strength.
But she thought it was a problem.
Mom thought it was a problem.
Ah, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. We got to go to another quick break. My guest is Beth Greenewalt, and you can find more information at parent-solutions.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Love jewelry for free? Do you have a passion for helping others and appreciate earning an income at the same time? I'm Amy Reese Levitt, independent representative for Silpata Designs Sterling Silver Jewelry. Our pieces are handcrafted, nickel-free, and our message is simple. Give women sterling silver jewelry that they love, get it for free, or provide a platform to build the business of their dreams. Whether you're looking to find that special piece that makes your heart sing, or you want to earn it for free, contact me at facebook.com/sterlingamy.
Women invest money to enhance and strengthen their physical appearance all the time. But what about inner strength? Investment in emotional growth and awareness is more important than ever. At Access Your Power Life Coaching, we determine where you are now, what you want to be different, and together we create strategies to move you towards that vision. If you're ready to create more harmony and empowered change in your life, visit me, board certified coach Lori Mackinac, at choosetobepowerful.com. The website again is choosetobepowerful.com.
Are you looking for a simple, low-cost way to reach and engage your customers? Email is hard to beat for real marketing value, and it's how you can monetize your social media activities. 508 Marketing provides an easy-to-use email and social media marketing toolkit to build your customer engagement and measure results. I'm Adrienne Bauman, owner of 508 Marketing and a Constant Contact local expert, ready to help you manage your email campaigns or even create them for you. Connect with me or start your no-risk free trial at 508marketing.com.
Are you overwhelmed with life? Are you stressed out to the max? Do you have too much to do and no time for you? If your answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to contact me, Rose Marie, your empowerment coach, at everythingyouwishfor.com. I'll show you an easy way to tap your troubles away, as seen on the Dr. Oz Show. Everything you wish for is just a click away. Visit everythingyouwishfor.com.
Real estate prices and mortgage rates won't stay this low forever. Mortgage banker associations predict interest rates will rise to 5% by the end of 2015. Historically, South Shore properties have increasing value, which drives up the demand, and rent increases will outpace home value growth. According to Wall Street and Forbes, there are many reasons to purchase a property now. Learn more from local real estate expert Donna Fernandes of William Ravis at 508-245-0318.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Beth Greenewalt, and she is a parent coach. And we were just talking about how some parents might see a problem, but it really, the problem was a strength because their baseline of their value system is the strength. And the value system was doing the homework, where they thought the problem was with the child not being able to do the homework the same way the other child, the elder child, did. But it really is about that baseline of values, which is a strength, because your values are strengths.
Yes. And that's how you can maintain consistency in your household, even though, like you said, you're raising a whole bunch of different people in this same house.
Mm-hmm.
So if your values are the baseline and you're parenting from them, then the fact that one daughter sits at the desk and does her spelling words and the other daughter dances around the room and spells them out with her body.
Yeah.
The same value is we're all doing our homework and learning our words.
Yes.
But how we approach it is different, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And what that does is it really helps the child own her own strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see your child for who she really is, that deepens the loving connection that you have with that child, because that's all any of us want. We want to be seen for who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
And by learning that her inability to sit still and do homework is not a flaw, it's an asset.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Then this little 7-year-old feels strong about herself.
Mm.
She's not comparing herself to her sister. She's owning her own uniqueness, which is the most beautiful thing we can offer our children.
Yeah, and it's really important to let your child explain themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit more about that, because we've talked about that on the phone.
Yeah, you know, we come into this with our adult expectations and perceptions of what has happened in an event. And the area that we might be triggered if something is challenging with your child could go back to something that triggered you when you were a child. And if you actually ask your child what's going on here, oftentimes you get a completely different answer.
Mm.
And their challenge is not at all in the same realm as what you are thinking is what happened. So when you ask your son, why didn't you pick your socks up from the floor?
Mm.
He says, Mom, I was going to do that. And then all of a sudden,
the doorbell rang.
I opened the door. The dog got out. I had to get the dog because we can't let him run on the street because, you know, he'll get hit by a car.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, you're telling me the bus is coming and my socks are under the... So, and you think what he was doing was sitting at the table with the socks on the floor and totally ignoring your rule, when
yes.
his reality was completely different. And
yes.
so let them explain themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Then you as a parent have the ability to decide whether or not that's a valid explanation, or whether, you know, you need to enforce some more rules around when these things happen.
Okay, so now let's go into self-care.
Mm.
Because self-care is extremely important.
Yes.
As a child, as an adult, whoever we are, self-care is important. And I have two teenage boys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
So
I do not go into their bathroom. I close the door and I look away. So I don't know.
Well, self-care, the way I define it for my parents that I'm working with, is a little different. It's really important because it takes so much energy to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Parenting is really hard.
Oh my God, it's the hardest job.
It's the hardest job.
Mm-hmm.
And we're often very alone in this. We often feel very isolated. We often don't feel like we have a lot of support. And we often don't feel like we can share the challenges. I mean, there are days when you feel like you could just get in your car and drive away and leave those four kids back in the house and not come back for 3 days, and you would feel a lot better.
I would.
Right. But you don't say that out loud to people. They would be like, Nicole, oh my God, you can't leave your children.
I know.
Well, having someone to talk to and vent, that's part of what I'm there for.
Oh, yeah.
But releasing some of that stress and knowing that you and every other parent has felt that way at some point.
Confirming.
And feeling like you're not alone in this. But self-care also speaks to the component of making sure that we can, I call it refilling your cup. You have only a certain amount of energy, and this comes back from some of my training and previous jobs that I've had. But we only have so much energy. We're a finite being that has an X amount of energy. And so if we're drained, we're tired, we're exhausted, we're busy with the kids, and we do nothing to refill ourselves, our patience is going to be less, we're going to be sharper, we're going to yell more often. We're just not going to be able to manage sometimes this idea of seeing your child for who they are, paying attention to the values. So knowing the things that help revitalize you are really important. And it's one of the areas I start with my parents, even if it's as simple as when you sit down and have your cup of coffee in the morning for 10 minutes, being quiet, being alone, drinking your coffee, reading the paper, and knowing that this is how I'm taking care of myself right now. So acknowledging
that's a form of self-care.
Yes, acknowledging the little things and saying this is taking care of myself right now gives it much more power, much more weight, and helps you revitalize yourself better.
Well, I think if my child is on the computer for 4 hours and says, well, I'm exercising self-care, I don't know if I could let that fly. Like, you
right.
know, you're saying 10 minutes drinking your coffee. There's certain, you know, and they try to do that to me. They try to, you know, take their own situations and turn it around. Well, you do this and you do this. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a whole nother. We could talk about parenting forever, I feel like. But anyway, you know, I do want to mention that your coaching, when you say you're there to help your parents, you know, it's really much different than chatting with a friend.
Yes.
It's a whole nother world. You have a professional background. You are helping your clients, especially some clients that are really in a situation where they feel like the gap is really too wide and they've,
yes.
it's gone too far.
Yes.
And they really need some serious, you know, professional help.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to come back in another couple of minutes with Beth Greenewalt, parent-solutions.com. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you worried about your aging parent? Well, you're not alone. Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors are here to help and will help you make the most informed decisions for your family. Contact Two Sisters today and learn why so many families appreciate this free service. Two Sisters helps you find the best senior living options for you. And it's free because Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors are compensated by the care providers throughout the area. Contact Two Sisters online today. That's the number twosisters-sla.com.
Physician Management Resources can help you achieve the goals you set in your medical office. PMR Consulting focuses on the administrative challenges within medical practice so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of patients. The consulting team at PMR knows how hard it is to be a physician while running a practice. At Physician Management Resources, the focus is always on your future. Learn how you can rediscover the joy in taking care of your patients. Contact Physician Management Resources through their website, pmrconsulting.net, today.
I'm Nicole Perry, and I have a virtual assistant, TinaOwen.net. Tina is more than a virtual assistant. She is more than a personal assistant. She is more than a bookkeeper. I like to call her my own business partner. Visit TinaOwen.net and let Tina help you and your business get organized so that you can focus on your passion. I am proud to recommend TinaOwen.net.
Did you know you could choose your energy supplier? Hi, I'm Roxanne with a green renewable energy company. Have you noticed that your electricity bill has gone up over the last couple of months? Well, I have a solution. Since your utility company lets you choose your electricity supplier, exercise your right to choose. You can choose clean, green energy and save money with a cost-efficient 3-year fixed rate. I can show you how. Contact me at facebook.com/livingitupgreen.
Hi, I'm Momak Charpu, Money Mastery Coach for Women in Business. I can help you uncover your own money mindset limitations and turn your passion into a lucrative business with ease. I can help you stand in your own value and take your confidence to the highest level in a positive way. When will you stand in your value? Start claiming your worthiness today and contact me for a valuable complimentary consultation. Visit charpucoaching.com today. That's CHAREPOO coaching.com.
And Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Beth Greenewall, and she is with Parent Solutions. You can find more information at parent-solutions.com. I could talk to you all day long, every single day. I want to mention, before we went to break, we were talking about how coaching has so much extreme amount of value in itself. And then when you fine-tune it to parent coaching, it is extremely valuable. It's not just chatting with your friend on the phone. You're getting supportive, actual, you know, advice that is, you know, it's professional. You're giving professional advice.
Right. And my coaching is so specific to your particular family, because every family is so unique, mm-hmm. that exploring, you know, the personalities, the temperaments, the learning styles that exist in your household.
At all the different ages that are
in your
house.
The developmental stage. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's, there is no there are no two houses that are exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Your background, what your parenting beliefs are. That's why we created, it's unique for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why often people read these parenting books and they don't feel like it relates to them.
Oh, they're not connected.
They're not connected because they are valid parenting ideas, but it doesn't fit with your family, the personalities that are in your household, the temperaments that you're dealing with, the developmental stages. This is what makes my work with the clients unique.
Mm-hmm. And really, we all just want the best for our kids.
Yes.
And the best, providing the best environment for the kids.
Yes.
So that they can learn and grow and be the best people they can be. I want my kids to be better than me.
Right. Of course you do. And my job is to help you as a parent be that adult that helps generate or build that child, grow that child to be the person that they want to be based on the values and the beliefs and the truths that are relevant and real for your family.
Mm-hmm. And when you provide that environment and you're doing the best you can as a parent, you know, you really can't go wrong. Once you know what your values are,
yeah,
and you hold true to them and you create the boundaries,
right.
And you provide the environment. Am I mm-hmm. repeating myself?
No, those are all key aspects. And the piece that I bring into it that's really hard for people to see on their own is how you're using your strengths as a person to provide all those foundations for your family. Mm-hmm. You can often feel so guilty that you are doing some components of this right, and then other pieces feel like they're falling off the table.
Yeah.
And we can get focused on the pieces that aren't working rather than paying attention to the strengths and the things that are working. We can look at our children in one way that they're a problem to be solved, but I like to look at them as that they're a mystery to be explored. We want to learn who these people are. They're not a problem. They are wonderful, unique individuals. And once we explore and we continue that exploration through their development, they feel supported, they feel seen,
and they
feel
thrive.
Like they know, you know who they are, and they thrive. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that you say they're not a problem to be solved. And, you know, I have felt that way at one moment or another that, oh my God, this is a problem, but it really is not. They are not born knowing everything.
Yeah, I love that.
And I say that to my kids all the time, because some of them will pick on the others. And, you know, she wasn't born knowing that. You can, you know, don't do that to her. You know, so they're not born knowing everything.
Right.
And, you know, they are individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're little mini-me's there, right? Now, so once you define the values and the beliefs that are fundamental to you and your family, really, that's the baseline.
That's the baseline of my work, yes.
Okay. And you bring to attention to a lot of your clients things that they can't see. Can you say that again? What can't we usually see?
You can't see where your parenting style necessarily is a strength. I've had parents come to me and say, you know, oh, I yell so much and I don't like that about myself and I want to change that.
Yeah.
Well, sure, we all have things we don't like about ourselves. But when I hear a story about the way a parent approached a child, oftentimes they only see the faults in their interaction. They don't see the strengths in what they did. One dad was trying to spend some more time with his son, and he yelled a lot. And this little boy one day was playing out in his little pool in the water, and the dad was sitting outside reading his paper, and the kid was splashing him, and dad's
splashing the paper.
And dad's immediate response was, "I was going to yell at this. I want to read my paper. You're playing in the pool." And he stopped himself because we had been working together and he knew that yelling wasn't the response he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so he instead went in the house, got a bottle of dish soap, put on his bathing suit, got in the pool with his son, and they played together. And they had this moment because the realization around what the value was he was raising his child to was he wanted to be a connected dad. He wanted to spend time with his son. Reading the paper while his child was playing in the pool sometimes works if your child is feeling like playing by themselves.
Yeah.
But
they're feeling independent.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you have to be able to see yourself. And my work with parents helps them see where things are going right and mm-hmm. where, you know, there's a little tweak that could be made and you can just turn the light in a different direction and focus on something differently.
And really, you give that support and you're encouraging and you give a little hope.
I think there's a lot of hope. Most often when a parent will tell me a challenging story, I can turn it around and I can help you see in that moment that there's actually a lot of good in that. And the way you approached your child, there was actually real value in the way you handled yourself. Mm. So you can walk into my conversation feeling badly about a situation and you can walk away feeling much better about it. Yeah.
And you're not just, you know, making everything all fluffy and roses.
No,
you're actually,
I'm pointing out your parenting style, maybe the strength in that, or your personality, or your child's temperament, or maybe the learning that happened in that moment.
Mm.
Because all you're seeing is that you raised your voice, or the child was defiant, or, you know, something didn't turn out the way you expected it to.
Mm-hmm. Because we're human too.
Yeah. Mm. Everybody's growing and changing in this family all at the same time.
Well, we are out of time today. I am so grateful to have you here. And I think one of the things that really stuck with me is how you help people deepen the loving connection with your child, no matter what age or stage that they're at.
I believe that that's what all parents want more than anything else.
I know. I think that's an amazing statement. And, you know, I can be goofy and tear that apart with my second grader, but it's an amazing statement and it's really what we all want.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Powerful Women Revealed. We are out of time. You can go to powerfulwomenrevealed.com for more information. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.